Live from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Alexandra Hart. Houston police say they stopped a shooting near a homeless encampment early this morning. HPD Lieutenant R. Wilkins says officers were on a traffic stop on Harwin Drive in Sharpstown when they saw a man opening fire at other people in a nearby alley. He says one officer opened fire at the suspect.
Again, traffic stop. Officers on viewed the shooting and down the alley. Our officer discharged firearm 5 times towards the suspect who was doing the shooting. We have one male in custody we believe to be the shooter, the suspect, and we got 3 victims from the shooting that are at local hospitals.
One of the 3 people injured is in critical condition. The other 2 are expected to survive. Police are not sure what led up to the shooting. Houston Mayor John Whitmire criticized the removal of Montrose's rainbow crosswalks in his first public comments on the matter. News 88.7's Michael Adkison reports.
After a week without commenting, Mayor John Whitmire says the crosswalk's removal is a manufactured issue. He said the order to do so was at the behest of the Trump administration and, as he called it, a very ambitious Governor Greg Abbott. But he said pushing back against the state risks cuts to state funding and is, quote, a battle we would lose.
Abbott has a veto, line item veto. So everything we were successful in getting this year and plan to get in the future would be in jeopardy, and beyond jeopardy, they would be cut.
Whitmire said he wants to work on new ways to mark gay pride in Houston beyond the crosswalks. I'm Michael Adkison, News 88.7.
We are learning of a major school bus crash that occurred in Montgomery County this morning that shut down traffic in both directions. The Montgomery County Sheriff's Office first posted about the crash on social media around 8 a.m. The crash was on FM at 2854, which is nearly an hour from downtown Houston. The Houston Chronicle is reporting that 8 students were transported to the hospital for further assessment. No word yet on the condition of those students. This is reportedly a Montgomery ISD school bus. We'll bring you more details as we get them here on News 88.7. I'm Alexandra Hart.